The music there of Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 377 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. Yes, we are at 41 degrees here in Central Minnesota and overcast skies and cloud cover. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone and bring him in right now. Say good morning to Mr. Carl Hartwig. Carl, how are you doing?
Well, not bad at all.
That's good. And where's Carl at this morning? Are you at home?
I am at home. Just thinking about what I'm going to make for lunch.
There you go. Alrighty. And for the folks that don't know where you're at, where do you make home these days?
It would be Galesville, Wisconsin, just outside of town, about a mile. And that would be about 20 miles northwest of La Crosse, Wisconsin. Right?
Oh, okay.
Between La Crosse.
Yeah, down in... Down in that southeast corner down there, down by Rochester in that vicinity of Minnesota there. You're just across the border, huh?
Yeah, Rochester is only about 45 minutes, maybe an hour away.
Okay, very good. Very good. Well, Carl, how you been since the last time we've talked to you? You were at one time heralded as the old pig farmer, or the pig farmer from Orion, Illinois, way back when we first got to know you. You kind of miss those pigs these days?
Well, yeah, I talk about that quite a bit. I'm glad I grew up on the farm, I'll put it that way.
Okay, good, good. A great, great upbringing, huh?
Yeah, well, you learn how to fix things and do things for yourself. And, you know, these towners, nothing against them, but they don't know how to do many things. So
That's right. So that was back in the days. That's where you're born and raised, huh? Orion, Illinois?
Yeah, yep. I moved out of there when I was about 24, I guess.
Oh, okay. And parents, I know your mom is Norma. Your dad was?
Herb.
Herb Hartwig. Okay, very good. And your dad passed away quite a few years ago now?
Yeah, I suppose it's been 10 or 12 years, but
okay.
Mom's doing good. In fact, my mom's coming up here for Mother's Day. She's got a motel room booked over in Trempealeau.
Okay.
They like to stay over there and maybe do a little fishing and... And luckily, I don't have to play that weekend, so I get to spend a couple days with Ma.
Well, that sounds super good. Yeah, speaking of not playing a lot, what happened last year, huh? The roof came down, huh?
Yeah, really. You know, usually I play anywhere between 130 and 190 jobs a year. Last year, I don't think I even got in 30.
Yeah, isn't that something? Yeah, and that's a whole nother subject, what this whole thing did to us and what it was all about. And you get your pros and cons about the whole thing, but we just want to kind of write off 2020. That was just a bad year in everybody's books, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah, that did hit everybody.
You bet. Well, how did you manage to survive, Carl? You guys didn't, I mean, you pretty much do all playing and so on. Did you have to find part-time work, or what you been up to then since this time?
Well, actually, I picked up a part-time job about 5.5 years ago already.
Okay.
I did that just for fun in the winter one time, and I thought, well, I'll do this for about 6 months, a little bit, and I've been there ever since. So I've been working just about every day.
Okay. And where is that at, Carl?
That would be at the Honda dealership in Onalaska. Well, it was in La Crosse, but they just moved it up into a big, brand-new shop up in Onalaska.
All right. And what's your capacity there? Are you a car mover or a car salesman or a mechanic, or what are you?
Well, my official title is the courtesy shuttle driver.
Okay.
But it involves a lot more than that.
Okay. Well, that's quite a change of pace from squeezing that concertina, huh?
Well, yeah, but I was used to driving all over the place anyway, so that kind of fell into place.
All right. Well, that's great. And as long as it put food on the table and paid some of the bills, you know, we got by, huh?
Well, yeah, I always figured that that paid for my beer and whiskey.
Got to find something to do that, you bet. Well, very good. Well, Carl, take us back to the early years. So you're back on the farm down there in Orion, Illinois, and you travel with Mom and Dad up to the Polka Fest up at Gibbon, and you won a concertina, huh?
Well, I didn't win one, but I won one real bad.
And okay.
So my folks bought me one at Christy Hengel's place for $200, just an old 1926 silver horn.
Uh-huh.
And before I got home, I knew 7 songs already, so I thought, well, this is going to work.
Yeah. That's great. So started playing a little bit. Did you play with somebody else first to get started, or did you form the Country Dutchman right away?
No, about 6 months later, I had my band going already.
You did? Wow. All right. And started booking, and boy, people fell in love with your music. You did such a great job. When was the first recording then? How long before or after that did you put out that first recording?
Let's see. I started playing in, I think it was 73 or 74, and we did our first recording in 79.
Okay. All right. And that was the one, Carl, probably?
Yeah.
That was your very first one. Okay. Then you did some Down on the Farm ones, Hanging Around, Hooked on Old Time. Those were all great recordings back in those years. And then came the advent of CDs, and so then the CDs came out, and you've had a few of those over the years as well.
Oh, yeah. Yep, did Last Call and Boys Day Out. I'm not sure what else we all had in there, but...
Yeah, Concertina Solos with Christy and Jerry.
Yep, forgot about that one, yep.
Yep, Everybody Happy, that was a good one, so, yeah. Yeah, we've pretty much got them all up here, and we want to just publicly give you credit. Thank you so much. You allowed me to get that music out on CDs. The early ones were all on records and cassettes, and you know, hardly anybody's got a turntable, and, well, you can't take that turntable along in the car to listen to it anymore. So CDs are pretty much the going thing, and we've been able to get all of your music pretty much out on CD now, and just want to thank you, Carl, for doing that. You don't know how happy you've made so many people.
Well, I'm glad you talked me into it, but, you know, Molly B has been trying to talk me into doing that for the last 5 or 6 years, so good job.
That is great. And talk about some of the early band musicians back in those years that were on those first recordings. Mention their names and what they played.
Well, let's see. On the very first one, my mother was on tuba,
uh-huh,
except for one or two tunes. Two tunes, I guess. Amy Sampson played trumpet, but then she sat in on tuba on 2 of those numbers.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, she played trumpet. And then my sister Holly was on drums, and my sister Joyce on piano, and Tom Paulson. I don't know if you ever play any Kenny Paulson's albums up there, but he had a really good band out of Davenport, Iowa. So his son played lead trumpet with us.
Okay.
And Bernie Williams played trombone.
Oh, yes. And how did you run into Bernie Williams? Because he's all the way up here from Minnesota, huh?
Well, yeah, but at the time he was actually running a corporation in Davenport, Iowa, just across the river from our farm.
Okay, very good. Well, then when did Bill Olkey and some of these fellows, Don Burkhart and these guys wander in? How did you get involved with them guys?
Well, Don Burkhart actually played his first job with me, I think, in 1980 I think that was in Janesville, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And he played with me ever since, really.
Okay, yeah.
And let's see, who else was in there?
Bill Olkey, he was a character, huh?
Well, yeah, he was my cousin, so I knew him forever. So we get together, play off and on different little jobs here and there.
Okay, and when did Bill leave us? I know he's now no longer with us.
Oh, boy, that was quite a while ago, too.
Okay.
Probably at least 15 years ago.
Yeah, and he sang, and what did he play?
He played drums.
He was a drummer. Okay. All right.
Yep.
All
so
right.
He had his own little band going, and of course he played with the Jolly Swiss Boys. So
Oh yes, yes. And I know over time you've told me that was one of the bands that you kind of idolized and looked up to back in the days before you started playing. You enjoyed going out to watch Sil Ebel play.
Oh yeah, definitely. I just loved that style.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They good band, and we've had Sil Jr. on the program here a while back now, but I know that they've kind of folded things up. That was right before COVID already, and COVID didn't do anybody any favors. So yeah, but great music there by those guys, huh?
Yeah, I see Phil Jr. every once in a while. Him and his wife, Marcy, they've got a Honda, so they bring it in the shop every once in a while, so I get to visit with him.
Oh, that's nice. That is great. You bet. Some of the other great musicians that have played with you over the years. Mike Selecki, I know. I think we can take up the whole show when we start talking about all these great musicians, because there's been a bunch of them that have come through with you, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I always tell everybody about Mike. I say, I wish I had three of him.
Yeah. There you go. How about tuba players? You've had a few good ones there, too, huh? Tony Kaminsky?
Yeah, Tony's always one of my favorites. In fact, I just played with him last week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, but then there was we just lost one. About, I think it was 2 weeks ago, Greg Skritzmeyer from Bloomer. He just died.
Oh, really?
He was good. And, of course, Rod Davies from down by Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Uh-huh.
And Cedric Soley.
Oh, yes.
Well, I'll put it this way. I've had at least 120 musicians in the band off and on.
Yeah, I can believe that. You bet. Awesome.
Year 2000, I had 40 or 45 guys on the payroll.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And that's because you were playing that often and everybody couldn't go every direction that you were going, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's about it.
Yeah, yeah. So up until last year, you were doing that south trip too, weren't you? You usually go down to Arizona, the southern part of the states through the winter months?
Yeah. Well, just for a couple weeks usually. But
okay.
But yeah, that was canceled. Everything was shut down there. But it is, we did schedule for between Christmas and New Year's and a few days after that for this next coming year. So
for 22, end of 21 and into 22. Okay. Well, that's great. All righty. So, Carl, you a very talented musician on the concertina, but you play other music instruments too. I've seen where you're on keyboard. I've seen where you're on drums. Is there anything that you can't tackle?
Well, now to bring that up, you know Marty Knockreiner.
Yes, yes.
He did an album, or actually two albums. He put together a band, and he wanted me to play concertina on there, but I told him, I said, Marty, you're playing concertina on this album. I'd rather not.
Yeah.
But I ended up playing six or seven other instruments on there.
Oh, you did? Okay. So you're almost maybe related to Molly Busta then, because she plays so many instruments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I talked to her a few days ago. She's got a few jobs coming up too. I think between her and her dad, they booked me for about 20 jobs coming up.
Awesome. That is very good. You bet. Talk about some of the other great bands that the Polka Fest and stuff. You get to see a lot of good bands. You play a couple hours, then off for a couple hours. Get to play with the Dorschner Band or any of those bands over the years at some of the Polka Fests?
Oh, yeah. I've played several times with Ray Dorschner and Elmer Scheid, Ivan Kale.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I ended up playing with over 120 bands.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay. I got to ask you about one. I know you were on the recording with Ron and Elsie up there from Northwest Minnesota, or up there in that Dakota region. Are those two still going yet?
Yeah, they're doing okay. He calls every once in a while, but I don't think he's really playing at all. Of course, nobody was last year.
Right, but, yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, you did a recording with those guys.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun, too.
You bet. Now, we got to rub elbows on that Lester Shift recording a few years back in 2013. You recorded us. Do you still have the recording equipment and everything? You're still able to do all that?
Well, I do, but I got at least one deck that's not working right now. But otherwise, yeah, it's pretty much all set up in my living room.
Okay, very good. So, yeah. Well, that certainly keeps you very busy with all the different things that you're able to do. Carl, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. We'll come back to you and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
No problem.
Alrighty, so the St. Joe Meat Market, yes, should be your home for fresh meats and award-winning sausages. This weekend, it's going to be the Lady Lions. Yes, the Y2K Lions going back-to-back weekends, hosting the brat sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market once again. Stop by for a brat and a beverage. Look for Kay, Caroline, Bernie, Tara, Carol, Jan, and Sandy to be cooking and serving at one time or another. The ladies do just a wonderful job of cooking and serving, and they want you to know that they will be May Day special on Saturday, May 1st. The Brat of the Week series continues, and this week it's our smoked German-style brats. Stop by this week and stock up, taking 30 cents per package off each package at the checkout counter all week long in limited quantities. And the Lady Lions will be demoing those delicious German-style brats, so stop by for a free sample. As always, for more great in-store unadvertised specials, stop by. Like us on Facebook. Look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913. And that's the St. Joe Meat Market. Carl, for being our guest on the show, and we've done this a couple of times now. We'll send out that meat package from the St. Joe Meat Market along with Chasm, and hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that been working out for you?
Well, I really like your meats up there, but, you know, it's not necessary because you and I are such good friends. But I do appreciate it, and I really do like it.
Well, that's awesome. And, yeah, we're going to make sure and put some of those German-style brats in there. I think there's maybe a hint of German in your blood there. That'll probably go pretty good for you, huh?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Over the years, probably enjoyed a good brat at some of the festivals in different places.
Oh, yeah, that was my go-to meal. Yeah, I had a built-in grill on my ambulance, and I would just pull out the side door and cook brats every day.
There you go. Still got the ambulance set?
Oh, no, I had two of those. I got rid of both of them, and then I had that 10-passenger limo for about probably 5 years.
Okay.
Used that quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
Just got... And so I made room, so now I'm looking for a hearse.
Oh, okay. And did you have a bus for a while, too?
Oh, yeah. I've still got that big 40-footer.
Oh, you do? Okay. Neat.
Actually, I've had four buses and a motorhome and six maxi vans, I think, and about seven trailers.
Oh, my goodness. There you go. Still swinging that same concertina these days, or how many do you have on hand these days?
Yeah, it's the same old hangle that Jerry Minner rebuilt and turned into a nice rosewood box.
Uh-huh. And what key is that one, Carl?
Well, that depends where you live.
Okay.
If you're in Minnesota, it's a B-flat. But if you're in Milwaukee or Chicago, it'd be a G.
Okay, very good. And I know you've told me more than once that you only carry the one because you can get enough trouble with one concertina, huh?
Oh, yeah. More than enough trouble.
Awesome. Carl, over the years, some great jobs, great places to play. Take us back through some of those that were fond to you.
Well, I always tell everybody about the one in Washington, D.C. We were playing out there for 12 or 14 days straight for a big festival. And on July 4th, we had an estimated crowd of 750,000 people.
Holy buckets. Wow.
And then played in Bangor, Maine for another fest for 150,000, and one in Lowell, Massachusetts for 150,000.
My goodness.
Played the Kennedy Center two different times in D.C.
Uh-huh.
But I still just like going to a little bar and playing for a burger.
Do you? Oh, that is true. You've touched in my experience there, too. Played a lot of two-piece jobs with good concertina players, Harlan Panoff up here in Annandale, and Ray Dronald up here in Richmond, Minnesota. Butch Wolf, I got to play with Butch a few times, little bars. We'd do these two-piece jobs, and, you know, there'd be one or two people kind of looking over at the bar, drinking, sucking on a beer or something. And by the end of the evening, you couldn't hardly get out the door. The place is packed. Just fun.
Yeah, we did one, must have been about 3 weeks ago over between Arcadia and Centerville down here.
Uh-huh.
And it was a fairly good-sized bar with a little dance floor, but there were, I'd say, at least 300 people in there.
Oh, my goodness. No social distancing there, huh?
Well, I had a seven-piece band going all the time, and then there were another five or six guys that sat in, so
okay.
13. It was a good one.
There you go. That is awesome. Talk about some of the great ballrooms you've played in over the years, Carl, that you've really enjoyed.
Well, of course, there was always Gibbon.
Yeah.
In its heyday, that was always fun out there.
Yeah.
The Coliseum Ballroom in Davenport, Iowa was just a beautiful place. It's on the historic venue for America, you know, just real. And, well, let's see. Oh, there's been so many of them. It's hard to narrow down.
You bet. We remember you coming up here to the Delwyn Ballroom in St. Joe when that one was still existing. That was a great time.
Yeah, it seems to me we played the grand opening of that place. It was really a nice place.
It was, you bet. Eddie Miller, you know, rest his soul. He'd be turning over in his grave if he'd see what they did, you know, tore it down, and now it's a housing addition where that one sat. But, boy, that was a beautiful ballroom back in its day.
I was going to ask you what's in there now.
Yeah, it's all for houses. They tore it down. They were going to move it and put it up as a mechanic shed or something about 25 miles away. I don't know that that ever happened, but it was great as a ballroom. So,
yeah.
Unfortunately, that's what's happened to a lot of the ballrooms. They've burnt down, gone away, whatever, but sure miss those great old times, huh?
You betcha.
Yeah.
There were a lot of them, that's for sure.
Yeah, and back in the days, it just seemed like it, you know, fun was it was so natural, or I don't know. How do you explain it? People were just more laid back in the days, weren't they?
Yeah. Well, they didn't have all that electronic stuff to play with, and they'd actually get out and do something.
You bet. You bet. All righty. Well, let's see. I was going to go a little bit with these recordings again here. Ask you, did you have a favorite, Carl? Did you think you really aced it on one or the other, or... how did things go for you?
Well, I don't think there's one really totally favorite album, but there are certain favorites on every album.
Uh-huh. I think the one that probably got everybody's attention the most up here was back in the day when you came out with the Christmas Toy Polka.
Oh, yeah, that's still a big hit. Almost everywhere we go, we got to play that.
You do. You still rattle it off, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Chicken Polka, I know that's another one of your favorites.
Yeah, too. Yep, pretty much every job we got to play that too.
Uh-huh. All righty. Okay. And favorite songs to play? I mean, do you have... what's the first one that comes out of the concertina if you pick it up off the floor?
Well, if it's at the job, it's always the Dance Hall Polka because that's our theme song.
Okay.
And I still like that.
Uh-huh. Very good, very good. Is there ever? I was going to ask you. Is there ever one
really
that kind of gave you a fits at all?
Like what?
Any song that ever? I'm trying to think of the hardest ones. Being a concertina player over the years, maybe the clarinet polka or the roller coaster or any of those that were a little bit more fingering and stuff, any of them that you had to actually work at a little bit to play them?
Yeah, actually the hardest one I ever played was one that I wrote.
Oh, really? Which one is that?
Boys Day Out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
That thing will get you.
Yeah, yeah, you bet. All righty. Favorite concertina players to play with over time? I know you've played with just about everybody. Ernie Koopman, Jerry Schuft. Jerry's got to be one of your favorites, huh?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I spent quite a bit of time at Jerry's house.
Yeah, yeah. And he was just an icon. I mean, he was so good over time.
Yeah, we talk about Jerry quite a bit. Crystal and I do. We talk about Jerry and Bruce Bradley a lot.
Yeah, yeah. We miss Bruce a lot, too. Bruce, of course, was accordion. Cordovox player, keyboard, really, really good. And that darn cancer, that kind of got the best of him. So,
yeah.
Miss him a lot.
Yeah.
Of course, I
always like it when I play along with Brian Brigham.
Yep. Yep. And you guys are Shirtell relatives, you and Gary and Brian, all of you.
Yeah.
Some relation there. Yep. How about Ernie Koopman? Did you get to play along with Ernie at all?
Yes, I did. I spent quite a bit of time at Ernie's house, too.
Did you?
We came together. Good guy.
Yep, yep. Those guys are no longer with us. We'll mention a couple of them that are still living and still probably active yet. How about Donnie Klossner and Larry Razavi? Do you get to work with those guys at all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the first time I played with Donnie Klossner, I think, was in 1970, 78 or 9.
Oh, really? You go back that far? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So we were in some big jam session up at Bloomer, Wisconsin, kind of an organized jam session, and I got to know Donnie up there and been friends ever since.
All right. How about Larry Rezavi? Do you have anything to do with Larry?
Oh, sure. Yep, I haven't seen him for a while. He actually moved out of Rochester. He lives up by Spooner, Wisconsin now.
Oh, he does. Okay. All right.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I do see him every once in a while.
Yeah.
Especially down in there. He goes down in Arizona every winter, so we get together down there.
Sure. Yeah, I know. And some of the local ones here from Minnesota, Dale Damon, I know you guys have hung around over time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he calls me every once.
Uh-huh. Very good. Well, very good. Well, Carl, we're kind of running down to the end of the time here, so we're going to save time to play some of those older albums here, those old recordings people haven't heard for a while. We're going to get those in the system here today. And so I usually ask you for a good memory. You got one saved up for us over time, good, bad, or otherwise, something that happened along the way?
Well, I really can't think of just one.
Okay. Thought maybe you had a flat tire or a snowstorm or anything.
Yeah, that's just it. There's been so many snowstorms you're stuck in for a couple of days that it's hard to know which the best one.
I guess the one that you told us one of the times was when the old ticker stopped beating on you there and they had to resuscitate you and get you going again. Have you had any more incidents like that?
No, actually, the last 2 years or so, the doctor says, you're in perfect shape. She said, this just can't be. Nothing wrong with you. She said, what are you doing? And she said, keep on doing what you're doing. And I said, okay. And she said, by the way, what are you doing? And I just said, I don't think you really want to know.
It might be called Grain Belt, or it might be called Miller or Coors or whatever, huh? Just have a few of those and clean the cobwebs out, huh?
Yeah, I told her, well, it's pretty much the blats and the whiskey and crystal.
Yep, there you go. Well, that's great. It's good to hear. Well, with that, we're going to let you run, Carl. Take this opportunity once again to thank you for joining us. And we've said it before, the good Lord willing, you and I are hanging around here. We'll do this thing. We'll do it again. How's that?
Well, anytime you want, Si.
That sounds great. All right, I'll talk to you in just a minute off the air. And you have a great afternoon.
Okay.
There he goes, Carl Hartwig, our 377th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Carl and his Country Dutchman, some of the early recordings, so don't go away. Thank you. Razavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme, wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 377th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. Carl Hartwig, Carl and the Country Dutchman, our guest today on our Musicians Come and Play program. Good to hear from Carl. Carl's doing well. And I forgot to ask him how much work he's got lined up, but he sounds like they're starting to do a little bit of playing again. So things are starting to open up. So that's good news. Well, like I promised, we're going to feature music here off of some of Carl's earlier recordings. And Down on the Farm was a very, very popular recording. Carl had two of them, Volume 1 and Volume 2. And I'm going to see once if I can find, really like this number that Carl did. And I'll see if I can find it so quickly. There it is. All righty. We're going to start things out with a nice old-time polka coming off of this Down on the Farm Volume 2 CD. It's one called the Pilsen Polka. Carl and the Country Dutchman. And the Country Dutchman, one called the Pilsen Polka. Boy, that was Carl from Down on the Farm, and that was their Volume 2 recording. Another great polka on that same CD, one called the Champion Valley Polka. Thank you. Great polka tune there by Carl and his country Dutchman, one called the Champion Valley Polka. Right now, here's a pretty waltz tune, one called Love Makes the World Go Round, Carl and his country Dutchman. Carl and the Country Dutchman, great recording there of Love Makes the World Go Round. 26 minutes now past the hour, 1 o'clock, temperature reading of 42 degrees here in central Minnesota. Here's another great old-time polka. Carl really hits a home run on this one. One called the Morning Star Polka. Thank you. Carl and his country Dutchman. Great recording there of the Morningstar Polka. We're at 29 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 42 our current temperature here in Albany, in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours. Yes, Jeannie Bonfig. And you bet, things are starting to loosen up, open up. They are taking reservations and hoping to get those buses back out on the road. They're talking about heading to Medora. Yes, that's one that we're going to be along on, and that's going to be in July, that second week of July, around the 13th, 14th, 15th, something like that. For more details, you'll want to give Jeannie a call, and her phone number to call is 320-345-1581. Interested travelers, they need to finalize the counts for the buses and reservations for the hotels by May 1st. So that's coming up this coming weekend. So they also have openings for the Man in Black, and that is the Johnny Cash tribute show at the Ives Theater in Bloomington. And this tour is on July 21st. It's a matinee show day tour. It's going to be a good one. That tour includes transportation, a guide, delicious meal, show ticket, prizes, and treats on the coach, all for just $93. So limited seating, so you'll want to call now. And there's lots more to talk about. Yes, they have pickup spots at Sox Center, Melrose, Freeport, Albany, St. Joe, Clearwater, Alexandria, depending on which direction the tour is at. So ask about that when you're signing up. And don't forget, it's not too early to sign up for Christmas in the Ozarks. That's in November, the 14th through the 19th. Lots of great casino action coming up, so check that out with Jeannie, and she'd love to hear from you. So, again, Jeannie B's Tours, again, or the email or Gmail, jeanniebtours@gmail.com if you're trying to email or check out Jeannie B's website. Again, that's jeanniebtours@gmail.com website, and also the www.jeanniebtours.com. So there you go. And let's see, what else can we tell you? Jeannie also talked about that cabinitis that everybody was suffering from this past year. We were stuck at home. So this is the year that things start to open up. So be sure and make that call. Get on board one of the buses. You'll have a great time. That's Jeannie B's Tours, as they proudly bring us first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 28 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 42, our current temperature here in Albany. Music continues with Carl and his Country Dutchman, coming off of his Volume 2 Down on the Farm CD. It's a great waltz tune, one called Das Kufsteinli. Thank you. Carl and his country Dutchman. Great recording there of Das Kufstein Lied. 24 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, 42 degrees, our current temperature here in central Minnesota. Another great, it's a march number, one called the Under the Double Eagle March. Carl and his country Dutchman. Country Dutchman, yes, great. The recording of the double Under the Double Eagle March, yes, great music there by Carl and his country Dutchman. 22 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading is at 42 degrees here in central Minnesota. In the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero turn lawnmowers. And yeah, Kevin's busy these days, you bet. Field work starting in, so you'll want to make sure and give Kevin a call if you plan to stop on by. The phone number to call him at, 320-363-7459. Again, that's 320-363-7459 for Kevin's Countryside. Yeah, Kevin's kind of the one-man band out there, so he'll be putting the crops in, so he wants to make sure he's there. If you're coming out to look at one of those brand-new Hustlers, you'll want to be on hand. Of course, Kevin does repair work and all makes and models, so if old Bessie's needing some tune-up work, Kevin can do that for you. Change the belts, hoses, lubricants, can do that all for you. Does repair work, and of course accepts trades. So if you need your blades sharpened, he can do that as well. And Old Bessie's just too tired. He'll make you a sweet deal on a brand new Hustler. And Kevin's taken on that Eagle brand of power equipment. It's battery-operated equipment, so you'll want to check that out as well. And I have already really some nice strong equipment. It's 56-volt battery-powered, and you buy this power head, the Eagle power head, and there's all sorts of attachments that can go with it. So you can get a weed trimmer with it. You can get one of those extended chainsaws on there. I think there was three or four different attachments that go on that. There's an edger, for along the sidewalk. There's the picture of it. So the weed trimmer, the edger. There's also the brush cutter. And there's one more. I can't see what that one is. But you buy that power head, and all four of those attachments can be purchased and go with it with just the simple power head. Then, also with the Eagle line of equipment, they do make a battery-powered chainsaw, handheld blower. They've got the backpack blower, and, of course, they've got the lawnmower, too. So, and the snowblowers, all powered by that 56-volt battery. So some powerful equipment. I've had the chance to, Kevin has showed me the weed trimmer and also the edger, and very, very powerful equipment, and the blower too. Yes, that handheld blower. So some very nice stuff there. Check that out. Kevin just gotten some of that stuff in, and he's got more on order, and just makes the job of keeping your yard up, makes it so much easier when you have good equipment. And you'll find that good equipment at Kevin's Countryside, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. You head out there. Well, heading west out of St. Joe, you'll see the big billboard there, Springs Hill, Kevin's Countryside. So you take a right-hand turn there, head north on County Road 3. Get out there about 6 miles, look on the right-hand, on the left-hand side as you're traveling north for the big yellow sign there hanging from the post in the ditch. It says Kevin's Countryside. Nice, not too long a driveway there. You get in there, and Kevin's got a nice big yard, and you'll be able to try those Hustlers out there. So Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. As we get back to the music of Carl and his Country Dutchman, and old-time waltz time right now, it's one called the Old Fiddler's Waltz. We'll be right back. Carl and his country Dutchman, one called The Old Fiddler's Waltz. Nice polka tune coming your way. It's one called The Oneida Polka. Carl and his country Dutchman, one called the Oneida Polka. Right now we're going to move over to his volume one down on the farm recording. A great one here, one called the Laughing Polka. Carl and his country Dutchman.
Oh, when I was a little lad many years ago, I was the very sporty folks, and yet I was the slow. My mammy called me Pappy, and my pappy called me Fool. I laughed at every little thing that was against the rule.
Carl and His Country Dutchman, a classic recording there of the Laughing Polka. It's waltz time, one called the Cuckoo Waltz. His Country Dutchman, yes, the Cuckoo Waltz coming off of their Volume 1 Down on the Farm CD. More music on the way with Carl and His Country Dutchman. It's one called Anna Lisa.
Coffee.
Carroll and his Country Dutchman. Yes, a great recording of the Anna Lisa Polka. A nice old-time schottische. This one comes off of his Just Hanging Around CD, and it's one called the Bear Mills Schottische. Carroll and his Country Dutchman. And his Country Dutchman, one called the Bear Mills Schottische, and that comes off of his Just Hanging Around CD. Well, the old clock on the wall says it's time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and we've saved the good one for the last song, one that we talked about in the interview, one called the Christmas Toy Polka. Carl and his Country Dutchman. Thank you. Carl and his Country Dutchman. Yes, one of the best recordings you'll ever hear of the Christmas Toy Polka. Carl, probably one of the originals to do that one, really did a great job. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.